This meeting of the Board of Adjustments of the Cheney County Planning and Zoning Commission to order at this time. And would you give us the roll call, Ben?
Okay, Dave Clemmison.
Present.
Tom Gideon. Bob Hanson.
Here.
Jack Johnson.
Present.
David Nelson.
Present.
Mr. Chairman, we do have a quorum.
All right, great. You give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures.
Okay, sir. Cheney County Planning Commission Board of Adjustment Hearing Procedures. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held to hear variance requests and appeals on decisions made by the Cheney County Planning Commission. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Cheney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request or appeal which is filed with the Cheney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Cheney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the board, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment, you must sign the sheet which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comments will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party of the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in.
Thank you. And Bob, would you give us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by any reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal related to the property. A variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulty or hardship, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you very much. We've had two cases on the docket tonight. The first one is John Shelton. And would you give us a staff report?
Okay, sir. Cheney County Board of Adjustments, staff report, July 15, 2009. John Shelton, case 09-7. Public hearing for John Shelton, located at 172 Old Forsyth Road in Swan Township, section 33, township 24, range 19. The applicant is requesting a variance from Cheney County Development Guidance Code, chapter 9.1, table 1. History. The property is a corner lot which has three sides, with State Highway 76 on the back and County Road, Old Forsyth Road, on the front. General description, the applicant is requesting a 12.5-foot setback off the county road and 25-foot setback from the state highway. The adjoining properties to the request consist of residential. Review, the property contains an existing mobile home which the applicant plans to remove for construction of a house. The variance is needed because the footprint of the house is too large for the lot. Summary, if Paney County Board of Adjustment approves the variance, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Variance from Chapter 9.1, Table 1, setbacks of 12.5 feet off County Road 04 site and 25 feet from State Highway 76. All other provisions of the Paney County Development Guidance Code met. The decision record should be filed with the Paney County Recorder's Office within 120 days of approval, shall expire, Chapter 4.3.
Thank you. And you indicated to me that the video camera was not working, so we do not have a film of the actual property.
No, sir. We do have the slides, the overheads, but we do not have a film.
All right. That should suffice. And do we have, is this Diane Catlett?
Hiram Catlett.
Hiram, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Would you raise your right hand, I swear you in?
Yes, sir.
You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. Okay, Hiram, tell us what your problem is.
Well, I'm just speaking for John, who's out of town on family business. But
okay.
The problem is that with the present setbacks, he plans to build a small house. It's going to be like 800 to 1,000 square feet. With the present setbacks, there's not enough room, actually, to build the house on the lot the way it exists now with the setbacks. And that basically is the problem. There's no other way to make it work with the house. And we just feel like that it would be a real good improvement for the area to have a house there as opposed to the mobile home and to improve the property and the area. That the house is going to be occupied by his in-laws. His mother and father-in-law are going to live in that house, so that will be a positive action too.
Okay. Any questions with Mr. Catlett? Is that the existing driveway that is shown on the plat there?
Yes, it is.
And would that be used the same?
Yes.
And the mobile home probably has been there for a few years?
Yes, sir, it has.
Because it's already within the setback anyway.
Right.
But it
right.
probably was. Okay.
So how much were we asking for?
12.5 off of the county road and 25 from State Highway 76.
I didn't manage to get it in there, but it's county road. Runs right along here.
Yes, sir.
It's just the
end of that driveway is where the county road runs. It's just right there, where the present setbacks words are.
In our code, from a state highway, the requirement is 50-foot setback.
Yes.
In the past, the state has not objected to 25. They have stated that is our setback, not theirs. And in the past, they've had no problem with it.
Well, you can see there are some buildings there in the within the 25-foot range here, right next to that property.
All right. I think we understand the problem, and it falls under the guidelines that were read to us by the demographics of the lot. I would entertain a motion from the board.
I'll make a motion to approve the variance.
Motion has been made to approve the variance requests 12.5 feet off the low county road, Forsyth Road, and 25-foot setback on the State Highway 76.
Second.
And I hear a second from Bob. Any further discussion at all? Hearing none, then I call for the vote. David, how would you vote?
Yay.
And Bob, how would you vote?
Yes.
And Jack, how would you vote?
No.
And Chairman would vote aye. So we have a an approval on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Second case tonight is regarding Brady 09-6. Staff report.
Tenney County Board of Adjustment staff report. Rex Grady, July 15, 2009. Case 09-006. Public hearing for Rex Grady, located at Cedar Park Road in Scott Township, Section 7, 18, 23, Township 23, Range 20. The applicant is request a variance from the Tenney County Development Guidance Code, Appendix L. History. The request is for a variance from the road width size from 50 feet to 32 feet off an existing public road for access to his property. General description. The subject property is 102 acres and is located at the end of Cedar Park Road. The adjoining properties to the request consist of residential and undeveloped. Review. The subject property is undeveloped and the applicant would like an access into his property from Cedar Park Road. The variance is needed because there is a very small area between the existing paved public road and his property. Summary. If Tenney County Board of Adjustment approves the variance, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Variance from Appendix L, Tenney County Road Standards. All other provisions of Tenney County Development Guidance Code met. The decision of record shall be filed with Tenney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Chapter 4.3.
Sir. Thank you. And with those that have signed up, would they please stand? I'll swear you in. That's Rick Grady, Larry Gardner, Bob Smith, Wayne Harding, Ms. Hooker, Randy Sled, and Carol Sled. Please raise your right hand. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you very much. Mr. Grady, you can step forward and present your
I'm asked Larry Gardner to present the demographics to you.
All right.
Dale, as he was recently the county surveyor.
Very good.
He surveyed that whole area and knows it in detail.
All right.
And I will speak after that. Mm-hmm.
That would be fine.
David, would you like to go through the slides first? Or?
I'm sorry. Let us go through the slides. Since we didn't have the videotape.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The property is located off of Old Cedar Park Road. A little more familiarity down off Y Highway and across the lake, directly across the lake from that. Oop, wrong way. Okay. This is the general area that Mr. Grady owns. The area in question is right here on this corner. This area is 32 foot wide, which does not meet the minimum 50 foot requirement for a road easement. I want to remind everybody from the start that this is only for reference. These lines are not accurate. They're probably the proper outline, but where they lay physically on the satellite photograph can have 30, 40 foot error in them. So please do not confuse that. Okay, Cedar Park Road, I've got shown here as green and turning into red. In 1988, approximately at this point, was vacated by the county commissioners. So the red part has been vacated. Basically, Mr. Grady would like to open up the old old Cedar Park Road across the property for development. Okay, here's a blow up. Now then, this is a survey performed by Mr. Gardner, and it's been blown up. I've highlighted a little because it doesn't show that much, but this is the area right here, which is 32.9 feet, 97 feet, that he would like the release from instead of the 50 foot. This is the only width of the only property he has or access to this property. I'd also like for you to note there's a dashed line along here. There's a 30-foot easement granted to Mr. Smith, who has a lot on back down this direction. This property here is owned by Mr. Harding, who I believe has signed up to speak tonight. Okay, this is the same thing, only blown up a little more detail on it. It is turned. This is now facing north to this direction. This is Mr. Harding's property. This is the property line at this point. And Alzora Hooker owns the area in this area. Between the two green lines is where the present easement is for Cedar Park Road. In 1988, to this point right here, Mr. Gardner may correct me on that, but to this point right here is where the county commissioners vacated the road that continued on across Mr. Grady's property. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Whoop, wrong way, I'm sorry. All right, just for a little location here, because we have several people who have signed up to speak. This is Mr. Sled, I believe,'s property here. This property is Alzora Hooker's, which also extends down in this area. This is Red Oak. Red Oak is the access for Hooker's property here, and I believe also has easement over to Mr. Sled's property here. This is Mr. Smith's property back in the corner. 30 foot along this line was granted as easement, so he could access his property in this area. Mr. Harding, Mr. Wayne Harding, owns this property down here. Okay, this is what Mr. Grady is proposing. This was taken from a proposed plat. This is the 32 foot area in this corner. This is a road that he would like to open up through here. What he wants is 32 relief from 50 foot down to 32 foot at this point. At what point that he can achieve 50 foot easement, he would grant 50 foot easement throughout the remainder of the road. It's only in this bottleneck down at this area down here. Yeah, it's kind of a
lower triangle.
Well, a triangle of this type. So as soon as he can give 50 foot, he will give 50 foot, but we cannot require someone to give property that they don't have. Okay? That's kind of a nutshell. Anybody would like to speak to this, I can go back to any slide if you'd like to request it.
All right. Mr. Gardner, I'm sorry, you had the floor.
Mr. Gardner, there is a pointer up there if you'd like to use it.
No, I think what you've said is very concise and pretty well hits the nail on the head as what Mr. Grady is asking for. He did try to secure an easement from Mr. Harding, who did not wish to give him an easement. And he did try to get an easement from Ms. Hooker. She didn't want to give an easement. So I think within that 33 feet, you know, we could build a road to the county specifications. We just wouldn't have the 50-foot right.
And does that show about 83.56 feet to where it would flare out to 50 foot?
Right. What we're asking for. You mean from here to here, David?
Up there where it says 51.
83.56 up to that angle point.
Uh-huh. Is that?
Essentially, it's just a little area in here. This would get into Mr. Harding's property, so we can't get the easement there, so what we're asking for is that we can swing this road here and get back on the 50-foot right way.
And flare back out to 50-foot?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions?
There was a developer that was interested in this property, but because of the access, he decided to go on down the road. But really, Rex is pretty well deadlocked without either securing an easement from the Hardings or you all providing us with a variance.
This is the only access to that property at present time.
Any questions?
The paving, how wide would the paving be at that entry point?
Well, you know, most of our roads here, 18 to 22 foot at top, you know, plus your back slopes and your ditch line. most generally, we don't have any roads that are exceeding 30-foot width as far as actual pavement. This area is really not that steep where we need a lot of property and axles and pitch lines and this sort of stuff.
32 feet would meet the present road and bridge requirements. However, they are trying to modify those, change them, and then it would require either 33 or 34, but that's with plenty of shoulder, curb, you know, the whole nine yards.
So we're not going to have to worry about drainage or any problem along the side of that road? If it were...
You know, there is a bridge, I mean a gate, that sets just off of that photograph. And I talked to Randy with the road and bridge, and he said that they had always assumed that they maintained to that gate. But it so happens that that gate is up on Mr. Green's property. There may very well be...
This is a gate here.
They've maintained to there. May have been precedent set. I don't know. Don't want to get into that.
So right now, all we have is the driveway for access?
No, there's a road that runs up through there.
Well, that would be equivalent to a driveway.
I think the sled's plat shows a 30-foot easement up through there.
Okay.
Along that existing roadway.
So the county has maintained up to that gate?
Well, according to Randy Hayes.
If I may, I've spoken to Randy and got some of this from Randy, and he says that this is the cutoff point as far as they're concerned.
Technically, according to the vacation, that's true.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at some point to make that a public road? County?
Yes, I will address that following Larry's completion of presenting the demographics on it. Can I have that original plat back up there?
I'm not sure which.
Yeah, this is right there.
Mr. Grady, there's a corner on the podium that would make it much easier.
Okay. A pointer?
Looks like a pen. Looks like a pen. It's got a button on it, and it'll give you a red dot.
These proceedings are recorded.
I just wanted to say,
and film.
Inside the gate, there are four families that own property directly related to this road. The Hardings on the right after you go through the gate, good people. They need good access. The Sleds, which is above that, you can see the field there. They've got an acreage there.
Yeah,
a very good property.
Real quick.
With no legal, no county access to it. Then going on down in blue there is the Smith family, and they've got a sizable acreage there. And then my wife and I own a good portion of the rest of it. Now what I want to do for these people, and this isn't an inducement for the board, but in order for them to use their property and meet county specification of having a 50-foot easement to their property, I'm going to give each one of these people, Wayne and Gloria, which are friends and native as I am, the Sled, I sold them for property. They've got a terrible access to it. Looks like a rock quarry turned upside down, comes through Mrs. Hooker. And I'm going to give them 50 feet onto that road, 50-foot easement. And Bob Smith and Millie have an easement coming up to the gate there. I'm going to increase that to 50 feet so that they can meet county specification and do something with their property in the future besides sit on it and watch weeds grow. So I'm not asking anything for the rest of the road there, nothing. All I want is that little short stretch right there so that we can meet county specification by giving us a variance. That's all we're asking for. Nobody's land, nobody's property, nothing. And I want to give this to them, not as inducement. They don't even know that. in order to open up their property to meet your regulations. So if they ever want to develop it and sell it commercially, they can do that. Now, there may be people here that don't want us to do that, don't want us to do anything to the land. They just want us to sit there and wait for something to fall out of the sky for us. But these people deserve something where they can that enables their property with an access to it. And that's all we need is that few feet right there at the gate where we enter in, a variance there, and everybody's okay.
Any questions of Mr. Green?
I do have a question about the vertical green line. Is that an existing road, Redwood?
The road runs up to here and then turns into the...
No, that's not the road.
This is Redwood.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Redwood. The road actually winds.
That's all the Hooker property.
Yeah, Cedar Park ends here.
He just wanted to know where that green line went.
Okay, the road runs concurrent with the edge of the property line, and then I believe it's drives that bear off. The Hookers may correct me later, and then this would be the Hooker property line in green.
Okay, so.
Also, the Hooker property line is bordered by Cedar Park Road.
And that property,
okay, got it. Okay.
And that property that you last pointed to is property that I went to Mrs. Hooker and asked her if we could just buy a few feet of that to meet your specifications, and I got an absolute no. So that's important for you to know. That's all why right. I'm here trying to get a variance.
Very good. Thank you. Next we have Bob Smith.
Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. I've lived in Tane County for about 45 years, retired from College of the Ozarks, and I've known Mr. Grady for the great part of that time. And I've known him to be a fair, honest, trustworthy person, and I fully support what he's requesting here. We've owned this acreage down here for about, my wife and I, for about 32 years. And it's fairly isolated in there, to say the least. And I think it would be a welcome addition to enhance the development of this area. And it wouldn't take but just a small portion there to have that come to fruition. So my wife and I fully support the request made by Mr. Rex Curry. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Wayne Hardy.
Well, I need to ask some questions. Is this going to be a gated community?
We can't answer that at this point. All we're doing is you talking to us, and then if we have some questions that we need to ask Mr. Grady, we'll ask Mr. Grady to answer those questions.
I need to know that.
Yeah, that's fine. Otherwise, we don't want any conversation back and forth other than directly to us.
Okay. I directed that to you?
Yes.
Got it?
Right.
You know, I know a little bit about this because I've owned the land ever since Mr. Smith owned his. It was busted up at the same time. And matter of fact, my wife and I tried to get Mr. Smith to help us get an easement to our property. There was a county road that was laid out in 1925 by Ruth McMillan and Mabel McMillan. And it was surveyed from the lake to the opposite end of Cedar Park Road. And it fell 10 foot short or 20 foot short of reaching T Highway. Have you got that? Where did the survey start?
On the lakeside.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Smith at the time wasn't interested in helping us with a deeded road to get to our property. And he's here tonight, and I mean, that's just fact. And I oppose this because if it's going to be a development, and I own the property where the road narrows down, there's definitely going to be a cul-de-sac, and whose property do you think that's going to come off of? It'll come off mine. I have nothing against Rex Grady. In a roundabout way, his family, he's sitting back here behind me. Is there any questions you gentlemen want to ask me?
Your last statement regarding cul-de-sac?
Yes, you got. Did you not understand what I said?
No,
I
did not understand.
I asked if it was going to be a gated community. Okay. If it is, then there would have to be a cul-de-sac for the traffic to turn around to go in, right? Where the road narrows down, that's where my property is. If that cul-de-sac would be on me.
I don't understand that. If the road that he's asking for is a straight road.
There's a county road to my property. Uh-huh. A 40-foot easement to my property. So if he gated it at his property line and my property line, then there would have to be a cul-de-sac for the cars to turn around. You know, you can't just run them down there and have them back up about 5 or 6 miles.
He's assuming the gate would be right at the property line.
How is that going to be built?
We'll get back to this. Okay.
Now, if you want to see that, I've got it here. It was deeded to the county forever in 1925, and it was surveyed from the lake out, and the county commission closed it. I don't know what year that was.
1988.
Was it 88?
Yes, sir.
And then at that time, Clay Anderson, I believe he deeded that easement to Coach Smith at that time.
Mr. Plymouth, could I comment on a cul-de-sac for you, sir?
Uh-huh.
If there was a need for a cul-de-sac there, it would have to be on Mr. Grady's land or land that Mr. Grady owned. We could not force anybody else to give property for the cul-de-sac. So it would have to be bought, purchased, or would have to be entirely on Mr. Grady's land.
Okay. Mr. Harding, did you understand that answer?
Regarding I understood that answer.
Okay. Mr. Grady, any comments regarding your intent, particularly about it?
Wherever the county calls for a cul-de-sac, that's where we would put it. And we'd make doubly sure that didn't encroach on anyone.
Is it going to be a gated community?
We got plenty of room there to do that according to your specifications. We'd be willing to do that. At any time. And are you certain that that would call for a cul-de-sac?
I'm just answering Mr. Harding's question.
This few feet, that require a cul-de-sac?
Not if you're going to have a turnaround on the rest of your property someplace inside.
Would there ever be an instance? I can't ever see an instance where I would be trying to take someone else's property to benefit mine. We got all of that land and all of that acreage to do whatever you fellows would dictate we had to do. I would like to say that would not be a problem with us.
And is this your intent to have a gated community in there, or is that just something that may come or may not?
Don't have any plans for it. Had an offer on it some time ago that would have developed it mainly down on the lake. And that went to the wayside. I have no permanent plans. We just have the problem of not having a variance there, an approval to go to the property.
Okay. Thank you. Zora Hooper.
I'm a little confused by a couple of the things that have been stated, so maybe for clarification. The existing road, Cedar Park, I don't think is as wide as what we're talking about. I don't know the actual measurement of it. It's a county-maintained road, or has been up to till this summer. But this summer, they have stopped maintaining it down there in the area we're talking about. When the whole road was paved over by the county, I'm assuming, just within the last few weeks, they stopped the paving before they got down to the area we're talking about. I don't know if that means the county has decided not to maintain the road down there anymore. If so, that becomes an issue. And I also don't know how wide it is, but to my knowledge, it's not 50 feet wide.
The county road easement would be 50 foot. The pavement itself could be anywhere between 18 and 22 foot.
That sounds more like what's there.
Right.
But that has not been resurfaced, as has all the rest of the road this summer. They stopped the pavement and the maintenance at the development of Cedar Meadows, the Barth development of Cedar Meadows, which is on back up to the west of what we're talking about. It's not shown on any of these slides.
Cedar Meadows is back, what, maybe a half a mile to a mile?
Probably
about a half a mile back, and it appears they stopped maintenance there. But in talking to Randy, the road and bridge, he said that the actual place that their maintenance is in is at this point. Now, if they haven't maintained it, that's one thing, but they do admit that their responsibility does go to this point here.
Well, they have not, unless there is a plan somewhere else down the way, they have not carried it that far.
Yes, ma'am. I understand, but what I'm saying is they do acknowledge responsibility to that point.
Redwood Drive is not maintained by them at all.
I do not believe Redwood Drive is a county, has been brought into the county system. I cannot swear to that, ma'am, but I believe Redwood Drive is a public, I mean, is a more or less a private public road, not maintained by the county. Cedar Park is maintained up to this point, which is the corner of Mr. Grady's and Mr. Harding's land.
So at that point, if this proposal is approved, will the county be maintaining the road down through Mr. Grady's and Mr. Harding's and Mr. Smith's land?
Do you want me to keep going?
Does it become a county, an extension of the county road?
I'll let Dan answer.
Okay. What will happen is if he gets the easement right away, then he will be responsible for building a road through there if he develops it. It must be built to current county standards. After it is built, certain things are done and developed, then he could petition the county and Road and Bridge to accept that road in as a county road. If they accept it, then they would maintain it to whatever point is agreed by them, which could be the entire length of it. But this is standard procedure for all developments. It's built as private roads, then at some point they come back in and request the county to maintain it, and at that time they give them both the road and the 50-foot or the easement to each side of the road.
So the county road is still going to end where they say it ends?
Presently it would, ma'am. Yes.
And yet the requirements for the so at that point it becomes his private road. Am I understanding this right?
I think I misstated. It would be a public road. It is a public road built by a private entity, which there is a lot of those in the county.
Okay, do you see where my confusion comes?
Okay, who would be responsible for maintaining that road until it is accepted by the county? It would be the responsibility of the developer or, you know, the owner of the easement at that time, which would be Mr. Grady, unless he sells it. So he would be responsible for the maintaining of it, maintenance of it.
So it's a private road subject to public takeover at some point down the way?
Yes, ma'am. And it would be open to the public. Anyone should be able to drive it. If he maintains control of the road, does not turn it to the county, he could gate it. But from that point on, there would have to be something set up that they would have to be maintenance clauses to maintain that road.
I'm still a little foggy, but that's probably normal. Yes, he did come to me and ask me if I would sell him some additional property to go down there. And at that time, I was opposed to what he was planning to do with the property. He made it very plain it was going to become a development with homes, a church, and possibility of condominiums later. I don't know if you've been out there and you know the road we're talking about, but that road cannot deal with that kind of additional traffic. And those of us who own property out there bought it because it was rural and not in a heavily developed area. And so we chose at that point to say, no, we don't think that's a good use of that land for a lot of reasons, none of which you want to hear, but for a lot of reasons.
I'm sorry, I don't vote.
I'm speaking to you. I'm sorry, I'm not
one. Okay, I'm sorry.
He's on our staff, and we're the board.
So I should have been looking at
That's
you.
That's all right. I heard everything you said.
Okay.
I was kind of embarrassed. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. Sure.
That's fine.
And you're still opposed to this variance request?
Well, yes, I am. For the same reasons I was opposed to it before. I haven't heard of a plan to change what his usage was that was going to be, and there are many, many reasons that that usage will not work in that area. If you need the reasons, I can go into them, but I don't think you want to know.
Thank you. Any questions, Ms. Hooker? Thank you. Randy Sled?
Good afternoon. I've heard a lot about what's going to be happening down here, and I know the road area runs right behind our property. I'm a little confused about the easement Mr. Grady's talking about wanting to provide for us, for the frontage. And I am agreeing with Mrs. Hooker about the amount of traffic, hearing different things about exactly what's going to happen with this property, how many people are going to be living at this property, traveling down this small stretch of road, going from a small bottleneck and open up to however wide Mr. Grady wants to make the road. And I can see that happening. He has a property to do it. But to get into his property, Mr. Grady bought this property knowing exactly what he had. He knew exactly what the entryway was, and to make a total exception for a developer to go in there and change it. When we live around here, and we did move down there because we like the area, we knew there might be a house built back there sooner or later. We didn't know that. We expected that probably, but not a full-blown development. That'd be a lot of traffic back to our area. There would be a major road issue, I would believe, that I don't think anybody quite understands how big it will be, because you're leaving it wide open for anything to happen back there. And that can be multiple cars coming through all the time. I haven't really been approached by Mr. Grady, just a little bit to some degree. I'm not really happy with it, the way I've been approached with it, and how I've been approached with it, and what I've heard about it. I don't have anything against Mr. Grady. He did sell us our house. We have a right of way into our home. It is not a quarry road. It's a gravel road. We're very happy with it. And we don't plan on changing it. I do have a little question about the setback rules, too, if that becomes a county road. Are we going to have a setback on our property? Is any of our property going to be taken from us for a setback reason? That's a question I have also.
Right now, we do have setback requirements in the county for building purposes, and setbacks are depending on whether you're on the side property or the end of property or the front. And side setback is 7.5 feet, and the back setback is 10 foot.
Okay, what would you consider us to be on this road as far as setback?
10 foot.
Okay, that would take 10 foot of our property for an easement or setback, right?
You know, you just couldn't build within that 10 foot.
I know. That would restrict us from doing anything that we normally could have done before.
No, you still have that requirement now. You can still run cattle on it, do anything on that property if you want to. But if you want to build something on it, you have a 10 foot setback.
Even today, without a road?
Right.
Okay. And with the road, it wouldn't change again, right?
No.
Okay. Now, the only thing would change if we decided to make an entryway from that road to our property.
May I answer that, sir?
Go ahead, Dan.
If, as I understand, he proposes the road right along your borderline, the 50-foot easement would run up to the edge of your property. As long as you don't access his road from that property, and let's say you subdivide yours and put a lot there, then the address would be coming off of this road, then it would become a 25-foot setback. But that would be kind of the price you paid by having access to this road. Presently, your access and your address, I would say, would be Redwood, correct,
yes,
sir?
Yes.
Therefore, the entire front of your property along here basically has a 25-foot setback. So it depends on what, and what we go by is not which way the house faces, but what your address and your entry is onto it. So you would not lose that 25-foot until you opted, to actually access that road and create an address from that road, then it would become 25.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Still, I'm back to phase one here as far as the amount of traffic, and I think you all know what I'm talking about because you know once the development comes in. We have one went right up the street from us, Cedar Meadows. It's increased the property, or the amount of traffic coming down Cedar Parkway immensely. And we get all kinds of things coming down there now, which hasn't got back to us yet. As soon as this goes through, it'll all be coming back our way. And who knows, Mr. Grady, I don't even think can answer exactly what kind of development is really going to happen back there and how much is going to happen back there. And that really concerns us as property owners.
And you're right on that because he's alluded to that already.
Yes. So we're very concerned about that. And with no idea, and nobody will pinpoint any idea what's going to happen, except maybe this or maybe that or maybe this, kind of leaves it wide open for everybody, you know, what you all will bring. So that's why we oppose it. We prefer not to have it. And that's why I'm here tonight.
Okay. Very good.
Any questions?
Mr. Sweat? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then Carol Sled.
Thank you, sir. I'm really confused about what's always going on and everything. We did find that position or that house, knowing that we have the privacy, the wild stock, everything like that. But I'm confused. That is not the only interest that he can come in on that property. He can go around to the Cedar Meadow property. He's acting like this is the only way he can get into this property. It is not his only position to get into that new property. He can go around Bart's Way. He can go over Cedar Meadows, develop that. There's other ways for him to come in. So for him to take other people's property just to get his way, it doesn't seem feasible to take someone else's property to do everything his way. Well, there's other ways, another means that he can come through.
And well, as I look at the plat, Ms. Sled, I don't see another road access that is available for Mr. Grady.
That's not necessary. Where he's talking about coming through now is not a road either. It's been vacated. So it's not an existing road right now either. So where he's talking about, it used to be a road. It is no longer a road. It is no longer access. He can also come around where Bart had to go whenever he developed all that Cedar Meadows.
His property doesn't touch a road. It touches the back of a development up there. There is no road access from the coming off of unless he bought or made some arrangements through Tranquil Street, from what I see on the plat. Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
Same thing he's trying to do here. He's trying to make a deal with, Mrs. Alzora and Mr. and Mrs. Hardy. He's trying to force other people to lose their property when other people, there is other ways to go around.
He's not trying to take anybody's property. He's asking for an easement on the corner of his property to put the road in a 32-foot area rather than 50-foot. So he's not asking for anybody's property anymore. He's asking us, can he put the road on his property through his property line, so he doesn't take anybody else's property. That's my understanding.
It would also affect our property also. When he was saying that he would give us a certain amount of feet, it would also, we would be using feet. It's not that we're going to be ending up with the same kind of property, the same layout that we have right now. It's not the only way into that property. He should, there's other means that he should have researched other than this right here. He's just taken the easy way that there is, used to be a road, and had been vacated. It is not a road anymore. It is just part of property. So he should come, he should look at other alternatives instead of, and I would in hopes that you guys, this board, would look at the other alternatives also. He's affecting a lot of families here. It's not just, you know, he's affecting a lot of families. I just wish you guys would consider that he has affected other families. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions of anybody that's already spoken?
Mr. Ray.
Rex?
May I say
something? You have the floor?
Yeah. Wherever we would need to put a road down that peninsula, we would move it to where we would not encroach on anyone's property. Where we took an easement, the county wanted a wider easement per road. If it ever come to that, we would grant that on our own property, where we would not encroach on anyone. I think that could be that. And we designate the road in the area, we survey it that way, and we allow the extra width that you want in that without going on anyone's property. I would not want to do that.
Well, as I understand, the continuation of that road, once you reach the 50-foot width, would have to be maintained as far as your development might happen on that certain piece there.
It would be. Okay. Now, may I add something else? I have told the sleds that I would give them, if this comes down to that, I would give them an easement at the bottom corner to come on to any road that is there. That would be a 50-foot easement, would meet your qualifications to do a varied number of things with their property. I have told Mr. Harding, who runs along our line, has got a small entrance onto the county road up there, I would give him a 50-foot easement if he wanted to go ahead to do this. Now, both of them had registered their grievance in fear that I would take some of their property. I'm sorry they have done that. It was a total misunderstanding.
Okay, well, Rex? Thank you.
Can I ask Rex?
Yes.
Rex?
Yeah.
Bob. How long have you owned the property?
I bought a piece of it, the first piece of it in 1984.
Okay, and the area?
And the adjoining neighbors called me and said, would you like to buy our little piece? And during that time, I bought 5 acres, 10 acres. One neighbor wanted to start a pig farm if I didn't buy his land. So I bought that, and that's how I come to have this acre. Cedar.